WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's 58 degrees and mostly sunny outside, or mostly cloudy, make that, outside the KJAN studios in Atlantic. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today for Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Adams, Union, and Taylor counties, as we look for a high eventually today of about 74 degrees, although there is a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. A couple of those could be severe. In the news this morning, a jury in Page County has convicted the former mayor of Essex on sexual assault charges. 65-year-old Charles Dean White faces up to 75 years in prison. After the verdict was handed down Friday, White was taken into custody by Page County deputies. His sentencing hearing is scheduled to take place on June 1st. White served as the mayor in Essex from 1998 to 2002. Authorities said in April 2011 an investigation was conducted into allegations White committed sexual abuse against a 7-year-old female in March of that year. The case against him was prosecuted by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and Page County Attorney's Office. An investigation to the allegations against him was conducted by the Iowa DCI and other police departments. Council Bluffs officials now say a man injured in a house explosion was smoking too close to combustible materials. Fire Chief Alan Byers says 38-year-old James Aaron suffered critical burns in the blast and the fire that happened on Thursday night. Aaron was taken to an Omaha hospital. Byers said earlier that Aaron had been manufacturing fireworks when the explosion happened, but later said he was smoking too close to combustible and flammable materials. Aaron's mother, who was also in the house but not injured, told firefighters her son had fireworks in his room. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. National Weather Service officials have been holding training sessions this month for spotters who are on the lookout for tornado touchdowns and other severe weather. Todd Heikamp, a National Weather Service meteorologist, suggests the storm chasing should be left to the folks who have gone through that training, though.
When we issue a warning, we want people to take action based upon that warning. We don't want them to go outside looking for it. However, if you do go outside, which we know most people generally will do, we need them to make sure that you realize that you may not be able to see that tornado right away. But if your gut is telling you that you are in danger, and there is common sense involved here, that if you feel that sense of urgency, listen to that instinct and get to your place of safety as soon as possible.
According to Heikamp, people are much more likely to seek shelter when a tornado warning has been issued than when a severe thunderstorm warning is issued. However, Heikamp says some severe thunderstorms contain strong, straight-line winds that can do just as much damage as a tornado.
I don't care if the wind is rotating or if it's going straight. And if it's moving 100 to 150 miles an hour, it is still severe, and you need to take action based upon that wind speed.
Also in local news today, the Atlantic Police Department reports that two people were arrested Friday morning on separate charges. 30-year-old Josh Turner of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, and 30-year-old Charlene Killian of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct. Turner and Killian were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Authorities in Mills County say Thursday a Malvern man was arrested Wednesday night on drug charges. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says 51-year-old Daniel Keith Vanderpool II was taken into custody at about 9:30 p.m. on felony charges of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver methamphetamine and a drug tax stamp violation, along with charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of stolen property, and for being a felon in possession of ammunition. Vanderpool's initial court appearance is to take place on Thursday, after which his bond was reduced from $62,000 to about $22,000. He remains in the Mills County Jail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for April 23rd. Western Iowa Congressman Steve King is calling a study released Friday by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers incomplete and, in some respects, inaccurate. The study found adding more flood storage to the Missouri River system would not have prevented damage to the barge and recreation traffic during the record flooding that was experienced last year in western Iowa and also in eastern Nebraska.
I think it's very clear that if they had utilized the storage upstream, and I'm not suggesting they should have seen this coming, but now that they have seen a flood like this, I think it's incorrect for them to take the position that having the storage upstream, it would not have protected us from serious damage. It would have protected us from exactly what they need to do, is protect us from serious downstream flooding.
Congressman King says he's working on setting up a meeting with Corps officials in Omaha. The Corps reports indicate if flood control storage were increased by roughly 30% upstream at Gavin Point's Dam in South Dakota, peak releases could be reduced from 160,000 cubic feet per second to 100,000 cubic feet per second. But even with the lower releases, the Corps notes widespread damages would not have been prevented.
When they take the position that even if they had controlled the flow at 100,000 cubic feet per second coming through Gavin's Point, that it wouldn't have prevented widespread damage, that's just simply not true. It would have prevented serious downstream flooding below Gavin's Point if their definition of widespread damage is something that took place in Montana and in North Dakota. They should say so.
In state news today, the Iowa House plans again to stream floor debate over the internet next session, and the Senate may provide similar coverage in Iowa. Officials in the Iowa House say the effort to improve government transparency has been a success, with up to 100 people at a time logged on to monitor debates. Chief Clerk of the House Charlie Smithson says he takes the internet option has led to fewer people watching debate from the House gallery. A man accused of robbing a bank in downtown Sioux City faces up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to a federal bank robbery charge. Prosecutors say 53-year-old Stephen Hall of Sioux City pled guilty on Friday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. His sentencing was not immediately scheduled. Now taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN. 87-year-old Beverly Olson of Manila died on Wednesday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Beverly Olson will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. 34-year-old Felicia K. Winkleblack of Guthrie Center died on Monday at her home. Funeral services for Felicia K. Winkleblack will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Bayard. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 85-year-old Edith Mary Haynes of Oakland died on April 6th at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home in Oakland. Memorial services for Edith Mary Haynes will be held this morning at 11 o'clock in the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Lewis McCall of Bridgewater died on March 28th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial luncheon for Lewis McCall will be held today at noon at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 79-year-old Betty Barnes of Griswold died on Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Betty Barnes will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 57-year-old Denise A. Kaiser of Arkansas died on Thursday at her home in Arkansas, as graveside services for Denise Kaiser will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 78-year-old Clifford Huff of Messina died on Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Clifford Huff will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 76-year-old Beverly A. Nelson of Atlantic died on Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Beverly A. Nelson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 in St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 57-year-old Elizabeth Lee McMahon of Menlo died on Thursday at her home, as graveside services for Elizabeth Lee McMahon will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 56-year-old Mark Stephen Conrad of Harlan died on Thursday at his home. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 93-year-old Esther M. Thompson of Panora died on Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Services for Esther M. Thompson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 92-year-old Eldred E.J. Conrad of Harlan died on February 20th in Elkhorn. Burial and graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be held next Friday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 72-year-old Eleanor Reichardt Haley of Corning died on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Eleanor Reichardt Haley will be held at a later date in May. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. 82-year-old Dorothy A. Cox of Harlan died on Thursday at the Elmcrest Nursing Home in Harlan. Services for Dorothy Cox are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 82-year-old Ward McClellan of Bayard died on Friday at the Des Moines Methodist Hospital. Services for Ward McClellan are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. 84-year-old the Geneva Schreck of Coon Rapids died on Friday at home. Services for Geneva Schreck are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And 90-year-old June M. Clemens of Brainerd, Minnesota, and formerly from Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Bethany Good Samaritan Nursing Home in Brainerd, Minnesota. Services for June M. Clemens are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at our news on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting.